This is Business Etiquette, Adding the Polish that Builds Profits, written by Lydia Ramsey, narrated by Wayne Kelly, and Lydia Ramsey, the author.
Welcome to Business Etiquette, Adding the Polish that Builds Profits. Handshakes, first impressions, networking, business dress, office etiquette, and dining are all vital to your success. After this program is complete, you will never struggle with any of these issues again in business. I'm Wayne Kelly, and the creator of this program is international business etiquette expert Lydia Ramsey. Lydia is the president and founder of Manners That Sell, a Savannah-based firm offering keynote seminars and executive coaching to businesses, corporations, associations, colleges, and universities. Lydia is the author of several books, including Manners That Sell, Adding the Polish That Builds Profits, and Lydia Ramsey's Little Book of Table Manners. She's produced 4 training videos, including Dining for Profit, which was chosen by the Wall Street Journal as one of the top 4 training videos on business dining. Lydia is a popular media figure and regularly is called to be interviewed or featured on national television and radio. She's appeared on Fox TV, NPR, PBS, The Travel Channel on CNN, and The Paul Harvey Show. She's been featured in newspapers and magazines, including The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, Investor's Business Daily, Forbes, USA Today, Entrepreneur, Cosmopolitan, Men's Health, Men's Fitness, and Golf Digest. She travels throughout the U.S. and abroad to offer her programs on business etiquette. It's Lydia's firm belief that business etiquette is about relationships, not rules. So let's get started with Business Etiquette, Adding the Polish that Builds Profits. Audio 1, Meeting and Greeting. Of course, when you start a new relationship in business, it's all about first impressions. Lydia, why don't we start there?
We all know that the first impression is critical to the beginning of any sort of relationship, whether it's business or social. And so we always have to be aware that at any time, at any place, we are in a position to make a first impression. And everybody knows certain things about first impressions. Everyone can tell you that you only have one chance to make a good first impression. Every now and then you might get a second chance, but it's rare, so why blow the first one? The first one, of course, is the lasting impressions. And then one thing that people don't always know is how long they have. But it only takes about 5 to 7 seconds before the other person has created some sort of opinion or judgment about you in making that first impression. Right now, when we're talking about first impression, we are talking about making a first impression when you meet someone face to face. Later on in the course, we'll talk about making a good first impression when you meet someone online or over the telephone. But this is face to face. And how this breaks down is that 55% of what that first impression is based upon is what people see. 45% is actually what they hear. And that's broken down even farther into 38% is tone of voice and 7% is your actual words.
Wow. So speaking isn't even important.
No, it's really not so much what you say as the way that you say it.
It's surprising to me how many business people blow a first impression.
Well, it really is. They somehow don't realize that at any given time, you're in a situation to meet somebody, to connect with somebody for the very first moment when you were least expecting it. You could walk into a meeting and a person that you had wanted to connect with for some time is there, and you aren't looking your best. You didn't remember to comb your hair before you walked in or whatever it is. And you don't do or say the right things because you might be just taken by surprise. So we've always got to be on our toes.
Mm-hmm. All right. The next thing we want to talk about is the rule of 12. Can you explain what that is?
Well, the rule of 12 is what I came up with in thinking about first impressions and what are the most important things to remember and what's the easiest way to remember it. So the way that I suggest people remember it is through the rule of 12. The first 12 words, the first 12 steps, the first 12 inches, and the last 12 inches. And the first 12 words have to do with the first words that are out of your mouth, even though that's only 7% of how you are judged initially. But it's very important to remember to thank the other person when you meet them, to remember to say some sort of appreciation, thank you for inviting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?